As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when Home Serve is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, Home Serve delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to homeserve.com. That's homeserve.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
What's up? Tom King is a friend. He's one of the best lawyers in the country. No lie. He has an amazing family. He's insanely successful. And when he sends me a text late at night, I pay attention. And this one is going to make a difference, actually. And this one is enlightening. And this one will provide you with insight. There's this, distrust, paranoia out there about elections and open elections and ballot stuffing and fraud and scandal. What happened here yesterday going to make a difference in that area. And Tom King is going to tell us. Good afternoon, brother. How are you?
Yes, sir, Marty. I'm just fine. Thanks for having me.
As I've said to him from the first time I had him on the air, it's good to be the king. Play this out for us, because this is meaningful, sir, and substantive, and will make a difference. Go ahead.
So this case is called Heather Honey versus Lycoming County Offices of Voter Services, and it's the appeal of three gentlemen up in Lycoming County, up where Williamsport is.
Yeah.
And they went to the voter office, the Bureau of Elections in Lycoming County, after the 2020 election, and they wanted to see the cast votes records of Lycoming County. In other words, they wanted to see what the people reporting the votes out of Lycoming County were looking at in terms of the ballots going through the electoral system, through the voting system up there. They wanted to see the same things that the people were seeing in the election office, and they were denied that right, and they were told that they couldn't get them. They couldn't see it.
Yeah, it wasn't public or something, which is a lie, but go ahead, Tom.
Correct. That's correct. They said, this isn't public. This is protected under the act, so we're not going to give this to you. So they hired Mr. Breath and I, Tom Breath and I of our firm, and they got us to represent them, and along with Heather Honey, who is now an official in the Department of Homeland Security. She was hired by the Trump administration to work on election security issues at Homeland Security, so that's her name is on there. The three guys that we represented all live in Lycoming County. Nice. And that was important in the case. So in any event, the idea was, we'd like to see what you're looking at, and we'd like to see these ballots. And by the way, Marty, there's a system set up. So the ballots are randomly entered, and there's a whole electronic system that prevents anyone from identifying Marty Griffin's ballot or Tom King's ballot.
Oh,
you
cool.
can't tell whose ballot it is.
Oh, cool.
But they want to see the ballots, and they want to see the results. So they want to be able to count the ballots just like they do in the election office. They want to look at the results coming off the machine, and see everything that they could that somebody could see in the election office. Well, we went through the court system. We won one case and we lost the other one.
Yeah.
We won the case on mail-in ballots, and the Commonwealth Court said, yes, you get to see them on
nice.
Mail-in ballots.
Nice.
The same court also said you don't get to see them on the live walk-in ballots. Well, none of that made any sense to us, that you could have two different results
no.
for two kinds of ballots. So we took it up to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and we argued the case last May. Yesterday, a unanimous, and this is remarkable
it
to
is.
The lawyers out there will understand, and people generally will understand, this is a remarkable situation when seven justices,
yeah.
five Democrats and two Republicans all agree. So we got a unanimous decision from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court reversing the earlier decision from the Commonwealth Court. And now it is possible in Pennsylvania for transparency to succeed. So it is possible for residents of these individual counties to file a request to see under the election code, right
yeah.
to know provisions, and see this stuff. They can see the actual cast vote record, and they can actually see the ballots.
Wow.
There are two more cases waiting in the Supreme Court behind this one, depending on the outcome of this case. And I'm optimistic that those two cases will follow this one and rule the same way.
Attorney Tom King. So people get this, because I think this is important, because Tom King represents a lot of Republicans. He's one of the most highly regarded attorneys in the country for such things. However, comma, duly noted that this is a Democratic majority Supreme Court and a unanimous decision. And they said this is a way to satisfy the voting public that our elections are safe, secure, and accurate while preserving the state constitution's requirement that votes remain secret. Strong stuff, brother.
Yes, sir. It's a remarkable result, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And Justice McCaffrey from Philadelphia, who wrote this,
oh, I met him.
Quotes both both John Adams and Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
So this is truly, I think, a unique decision in the United States. We're one of only a few entities. The city of San Francisco is one. The state of Colorado is one. We're one of the one of the few states that allow this to occur. And it's based on the statutes that the legislature enacted as late as 1939 in the election code, but also recent statutory provisions that relate to Act 77 and the mail-in ballots. But I believe this will go a long way. We were sponsored in this effort by the Thomas More Society, who are all about election integrity, and they supported us and the appellants in this case, and they're all about election security. And so election security is the issue. The people of Pennsylvania should feel better today about their ability to make sure that elections are accurate and trustworthy. Those are the words of Justice McCaffrey. And I think it's really a remarkable thing and a really a good thing for Pennsylvania.
Tom King, hey, do me a favor, brother, to the average moron out there like myself, explain why this matters, because it does matter. This is explain what it means to your average judge.
It matters because all of the people who were skeptical about what the ballots looked like and what the results were in these election bureaus, all of those people had a reason to be skeptical, because they couldn't see what the people who were counting them could see, and the people who were counting them were putting their hands up and saying, no, Marty Griffin, you can't see it. Tom King, you can't see it. Heather Honey, you can't see it. We can see it, but you can't see it. Trust us, you know. So now we can trust what they're saying, but in the words of Justice McCaffrey, and he quoted Ronald Reagan, you know, trust but verify. So we can trust what they're saying, but now we can verify that what they're saying was accurate. And so I think it's a great day for the rule of law in Pennsylvania. And it's really a remarkable thing, and I salute the members of the Supreme Court for this unanimous decision. Justice Weck's concurring opinion is spot on, and I think it's a really remarkable day here in Pennsylvania
in effect for this upcoming primary, yeah? I would think.
Yes, sir. This applies going forward as well as going backwards. So this started after the 2020 election.
Yeah,
so,
that makes sense.
So, you know, the people who want to can go back, and now they can go back and look at the ballots, and they can confirm whether those the results were accurate or not accurate.
I love this,
and
man.
The debate,
transparency, the debate brother. Transparency, brother.
Debate over it should end because they can go. They can go to 67 counties
like
and
this.
Get the records and look at the ballots themselves. And I think this goes a long way toward restoring confidence.
Yeah. Oh,
it should go a long way to restoring confidence in the public's eyes of the conduct of these elections.
No,
because
I love
there's
it.
No longer these hands up from these bureaucrats saying you can't see it, you can't see it. We got all that from we fought this the whole way up to the Supreme Court. So the seven members of the Supreme Court agreed with us unanimously.
Tom King, good to be the king. It's great info, brother. You did it again, man.
Thank you, Marty.
Making a difference.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, it's good stuff.
Thank you.
Immediate impact. What I want you to remember is he represents mostly big shot Republicans all the way into the White House. However, this decision was made by a court that's overwhelmingly Democrat. So you understand. It's kind of a big deal for anyone out there who says this is fraud, this is screwed up, this is a lie. Now you can find out. Beautiful stuff.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when Home Service here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, HomeServe delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hey, Trevin, you said something that actually kind of grabbed my attention.
Yes, sir.
Patrick knows this, and I'm guessing you do. I don't drive much at all. I don't. I probably go through a tank of gas every two or so weeks. I really don't drive much. So that being said, Trevin, I don't pay attention to the cost because I rarely drive. However, Kalma, you said something to Patrick about the cost of gas. It's now kind of kicking you in the you-know-whats, right?
It uses me. My stomach hurt, man. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's bad.
It's causing angst for people, right?
Yeah, I'm ready to walk. And I should anyway. But as I was telling Patrick, not too far from the station on Noblestown Road, and I won't mention the gas stations by name, the gas station I was watching for the past 3 weeks, Marty, exaggeration, was $4.19. Before that, gas was like $4. So I needed to get gas. I was running low. So I'm watching it. And just this past week, as I went to Friday, it was Friday, it went from $4.19 to $4.39.
Oh.
So I filled up. I drove home.
How much was that?
Remember I said $50 before? It takes me $70 to fill up my tank.
Oh.
So then I drove to the other side of town over McKnight Road. And there was one gas station there where the price was $4.08, and then further down it was $4.06. So I don't know if you get further out, it's less. This is when it was $4.19. Now that it's $4.39, I have no idea what the cost of gas is on the other side of town.
I'm just lazy. I ain't driving anywhere to get save 10 cents on gas. But what you're saying is, this really has you now kind of aggravated and concerned about the cost of it, right?
Almost definitely. And I was like you. I didn't care. I wouldn't drive an extra 5 or 10 miles to get cheaper gas, but I will now. At $4.39 a gallon? That's regular gas, Marty.
And if I'm reading correctly, and I do, I read this morning in the Wall Street Journal and I saw on the networks and even on Fox, there's a vibe it's going to go even higher that could get to $5 because there's no end in sight in Iran and in the Straits of Hormuz. The guys getting really screwed too are the diesel. It's well over $5. So trucking firms are getting. Patrick, not saying he doesn't care, but this is my question to you.
Well, it doesn't impact me as much as it used to because
you're electric.
I'm electric.
Which raises my next. They're now saying this will drive sales again of electric cars. I don't. My boys at Bowser, you know I love them. They have like one in all their dealerships. My son asked me about this last night, and we've discussed this a lot, Patrick. This market's old-fashioned, old-school. About 2% of the market's electric. Maybe 3.
Yep. But when gas prices do start to really hurt.
Like 5-something.
Then people do start to look the other way and go, okay, maybe I should. Because if you don't drive that much, it makes perfect sense.
No.
Even if you do,
you're right again.
It still might make sense.
So, and one more thing, and then I want to get back to Trevin here. Piece in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Chinese electric cars are magnificent. And they're selling the crap out of them on the Mexican border because they're not legal here because of tariffs and cheap labor, so we can't. There are cars, Trevin, that Mexico is prepared to produce. I'm sorry. China is prepared to sell here for $17,000 to $20,000, Patrick. And they say they're as good or better than Tesla or the Kia or the Hyundais. And
from what I've seen, they're willing to take a loss to get them into the market. They're talking about doing that in Canada before they get them into our market here. And I think they're just about to get them into Canada.
And I apologize. Did you say they're electric?
The
$17,000.
Chinese electric, yep. Now, U.S. manufacturers, there are some low-budget, like $20,000 range.
Yeah, but these are really good cars.
Yep.
These are, according to the Wall Street Journal, one of their reporters drove one and said they're magnificent. Scary as hell. It scares the hell out of Detroit is what I was told.
President Ford has been driving, a Geely, I think, for 6 months. And he said it puts everything that we've done so far to shame in this country. And they have to step up their game.
Hey, Trevin.
Yes, sir.
At what point is the breaking point for you? $5 a gallon? Where you just say to hell with it?
Most definitely. I mean, It's what can you afford, man? I don't make that much money. If I spend all my paycheck to gas, are you serious?
No, you're right.
Getting back and forth to work?
Grab Carlos real quick. He actually has a magnificent point. Wow. One of my boys, one of the police chiefs, 32-gallon tank. Wow. 32-gallon tank times $5 a gallon? Whoa, brother.
In your car.
Oh.
Hurts more.
My brother, Carlos, from Greater Pitt Tree Service, this crushes you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a big expense, and you can't pass it on to the customer. They're already paying it on in their personal life. So, I mean, we're eating it from now. We have big tanks at our lot. I get it, you know, trucked in by a big tanker. So I have like three huge 500,000-gallon gas tanks on the lot. So my bills are like bulk. When they come to fill them up or top them off, like I get big boy bills.
So what are you seeing out there for diesel cost?
In the sixes.
Oh,
like something.
Oh,
yeah, we get it.
Oh,
we get it. Like when you get it delivered, like I do, it's not a huge advantage price wise. It's more of a convenience
thing.
I don't have 8 or 10 trucks pulling in gas stations, and the guys go in and go shopping, and one comes out and the other one goes in, and so for us, it's a convenience thing. The cost, it doesn't really save us much. Sometimes when we buy it at a price and it goes up, obviously we're locked in on a big quantity at a lower price. So it helps a little bit. But what are you going to do? I mean,
hey,
cost of doing business.
Yeah, but my man, if it gets to like $8 a gallon, you're going to have to pass some of that on to customers, man. Come on.
I mean, we tried it the one time when it got up before. I forget when that was. And why it went up before like that. We tried to put like a surcharge on the invoice, and people just weren't having it. Bottom line, it comes out of my pocket. My guys all make the same. Yeah. I pay all my bills.
Wow.
It's just the owner makes less, which I'm okay with. I mean, what are you going to do? There's not much you can do about it. You're just a little bit less in your pocket at the end of the day.
And it's over six a gallon right now, or in the six area?
Yeah, I think it's low sixes for diesel.
My brother, Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Thanks, my man.
Yep. Thank you, Marty.
Well, that's real. That's real.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when Home Serve is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, Home Serve delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to homeserve.com. That's homeserve.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So Chuck Hamill is a good friend. He owns probably the best trucking company in America, Pitt, Ohio. It's right in the strip. It's an actually amazing company. He's a hell of a man. One of my favorite human beings. Philanthropic, crazy cool. Insanely intelligent and focused on safety with his drivers. Crazy training that protects both the driver and the public. Anyway, I always ask him about fuel prices. I'm texting him as we speak. Diesel, he said, still under $6 what they're paying. He said, it doesn't hurt their business yet. We have a fuel surcharge that moves with the price of fuel. In other words, whoever they're delivering to is paying more. He said, we buy in bulk, not at the pumps, and the business has really picked up. In the break, we were discussing this, Trevin. Small business guys that have to drive, they're getting screwed. This is a big issue.
Oh,
big.
Most definitely.
Big.
If you're doing deliveries.
Yep.
If you're carrying passengers around.
Yep.
I mean, Do they pass that cost off to their customers?
We were just discussing this. I've seen and heard from some Uber drivers. They're getting crushed. And we're seeing different things around the country. Because of that, two things are happening, Patrick. I've seen that Uber is actually in some big cities where the driver said, hey, I'm not driving because of this.
Yeah, they're adding fuel surcharges.
And Uber's actually giving them money to try and stay on the road.
Yep.
And you said, which I find astounding, it's getting so tight for these Uber folks, not necessarily here, but they're renting Teslas,
yeah,
electrics.
There's a Tesla rental program for Uber drivers, and it's pricey. I believe it's somewhere around $1,200 a week.
Well, how the hell would you make money? Huh?
I mean, I guess if you factor in the fuel charges, you know, they're not paying for gas. In fact, I think their charging might even be included in that. I could be wrong, but
the effect on airlines has been traumatic. the cost of jet fuel has kind of sort of doubled. And so first Spirit went to the government and said, we need help. Now there's three low-cost airlines that say we need help. No one has help yet, but they're talking about maybe $1 billion just to keep them afloat. I don't fly at all. Maybe once a year, maybe, but Patrick's wife flies a lot.
Every week.
And Patrick flies kind of sort of with her sometimes. Has she seen the price of flights? Because I'm hearing they're up at least 20 to 30%.
She's seen them, but because it's corporate expenses, she doesn't have to really worry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was coming out of her pocket, we would definitely be doing a lot more scrutinizing.
Trevin, when do you say I'm not driving anymore? What price? Huh? No, really?
No, I'm laughing because I would have no choice. I have to get to work, and I guess public transportation is the alternative.
Is there a bus that comes here from where you're at?
Not that I know of. I'd have to look into that. I've been fortunate towards I can drive every day, but some people can't do that. Some people have been riding the bus all the time, so they may have company.
What do you folks, what's your breaking point for folks out there? 866-391-1020. Where do you get to the point where it affects your daily life? I don't subscribe to the belief that gas gets to $5 a gallon and you cancel your trip to the Jersey Shore. I just don't believe that.
Can I ask why?
Yeah, because they're so committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
In most families, what they'll do now is because travel to the Jersey Shore is so damn expensive anyway.
Right.
They'll put it on a credit card and just go. Mm. You know, when I was growing up, we went to the Jersey Shore with $150. This is a true story. With $150 for the weekend. And we had our car. We had five kids. And my mother had a ham. And you could go and stay at the Jersey Shore and eat ham. I'm not being a jerk here. That's just how it was. It ain't like that anymore because rich folks have invaded the Jersey Shore, whether you're in Avalon or Stone Harbor. Paulie, jump on it real quick. Paulie, at what point does gas get prohibitive where you start cutting back on stuff, whether it's travel or doing your daily routine? Does it matter at all? No. At some point, a lot of Americans are going to shut it down. But with vacations, most people have them booked. Most people have them planned. Most people will do, I'll put it on credit before I bag my vacation. But it's becoming increasingly expensive to do any sort of travel. And
but doesn't it hit you on the back end if you put it on your credit card?
Oh, hell, please. Crushed.
I mean, that gets worse.
Crushed.
Okay.
Crushed.
And you were mentioning you used to take trips, and I mean, that was believable because if you go back to even the 2000s, I know if you go back to the 80s, gas was what, 99 cents a gallon, a dollar a gallon? Supreme might have been 120 or something like that. And if you go back to the 2000s, I know gas was probably, around $3, maybe $2. And now you're at almost $5 for a regular person? That's
Patrick pulled up the hype because we're always told it was worse under Biden. You pulled up some of those numbers.
Yeah, I did. So looking at AAA's, their numbers here, highest recorded average price, regular unleaded was $5.07 on June 12th, 2022.
For how long?
I don't know for how long. But diesel at that same time period, May 18th, 22. $6.33 a gallon.
Whoa.
The reason I ask how long is because you can manipulate numbers.
No. Patrick's right. It was there for a while.
Okay.
It was bad. It was because of Ukraine and...
Oh, war.
Yeah.
The Ukraine war. It was post-COVID.
Yeah.
Right.
Where everything, price of everything had gone up.
Right. So we're in a similar situation.
We are. We are, brother. It's a sketch at best. And I'm getting texts from independent truckers. Because Chuck Hamill's not an independent trucker. Pitt, Ohio is a massive company that's insanely successful. And they buy in bulk and they add a surcharge. I'm getting texts from independent truckers who say they're on the verge of shutting it down completely. Because they're pushing $6 a gallon and they cannot make a living. It's It's a fascinating dynamic as it heads towards, what are we saying it says, $4.40 a gallon on the streets?
$4.39.
Is it?
As of this morning. It could have changed today.
AAA's Pennsylvania average, $4.32 as of this morning.
National average,
$4.23.
Uh-huh. Woo, fill her up, folks. Nah, forget it. Mary's one of those people, Mary Hours, that kind of irritates me. You know why, Patrick? She's always happy. You know what I mean? Always.
My husband would not say that.
You're not wrong.
Right? It's annoying. She told me that's not true. She said that she annoys her husband, so that made me feel better.
Oh, yeah. I complain all the time to him. I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want to do this. Okay, I don't want to do laundry. I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean.
Okay, good.
It's mostly all about that.
Okay, this makes me feel a lot better now.
Oh, yeah, I have a pile of laundry that I don't want to get to, and then I'll make my kids put them away. Then they'll cry and yell at me, and I'm like, just do it. Just do your laundry. It takes like 20 minutes. Just do your laundry or no iPad until you get it done.
My son is 15 and a half, and sometimes he uses the toilet and has a number two, as we call it, and leaves half of it in there and expects daddy to clean it. So daddy woke his ass up last night and said, get in here. He went like this. I said, what do you think, man? That was lesson in cleaning toilet with poop in it.
Yep.
That'll be helpful when he's an adult. Hey,
it will.
As it poured down rain this morning and got colder and colder, I thought, I mean this, if that weather was this week for the draft, it would have imploded. We are so lucky, Mary. Jeez.
Right. And today's the 1 year anniversary of the Dre show that we had April 29th last year, where we had that line of destructive thunderstorms move through. Remember? It was crazy. Yeah. So that was today, the 29th. So, yeah, today, it's still chilly. We have a few possible thunderstorms, but that severe weather threat, it's pretty low today. It dries out later, but then chilly weather settles in for the end of the week and the weekend. Honestly, Sunday, it's like 60 sunny. I'm totally okay with that. It'll be beautiful. And then we're back into the upper 60s, but then we start to get that rainy trend again. And it's going to be below average as we head into May.
So I saw temperatures in the 30s. Is that extraordinarily low for this time of year?
It's about 10 degrees below average, yeah. But we always say, there's the risk for frost for some areas this weekend. I think it's starting Thursday morning. So Thursday morning, Friday morning, Saturday morning. and Sunday morning. So we always say, you know, don't plant until after Mother's Day because it always, you always get a little bit of a cold snap and the mix of the seasons. So, I mean, April's been very warm. We're about 7.5 degrees above normal for the month. And then May will start off below average. So it's been very warm for April. But now that chilly weather, it's like coming to bite us right in the butt.
So, Mary, what is the forecast for the marathon on Sunday?
60 and sunny. It's going to be nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a little chilly in the morning. But, you know, you can layer up a little bit just with some, you know, leggings and a long sleeve shirt. I don't run, so I don't know what the running gear
No.
But I'm
Mary,
sure.
This is utopian for runners. This is insanely cool. They love it cool. Wow.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. All right, that's fantastic news.
This is good. Yes.
The breaking news here is that Mary Hours does complain. Patrick, she worked with you and for you. Did she ever complain at work when you were with her?
Oh.
You can tell them the truth.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's probably a little bit
sometimes.
There.
A little bit.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
He would would tell me, I would like report too. So I was doing MMJ and all of that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He would say, you got to go cover this fire or like the shooting. And I'm like, no, I'm not going. No, I'm not going to do that. I was like, I don't want to go do that. So I'm not going to do that. And he'd be like, well, this soundbite sounds better. I'm like, no, it doesn't. I'm not using this soundbite. I don't like it.
Wow.
And, but I loved weather. If they said, hey, go do the weather, I'll be there.
Wow.
But it was anything with reporting or fires or shootings.
It is true. And it's always better when you remember to take your memory cards or your batteries.
Yep. And I think I ran the camera over one time.
No.
But I don't think I ever told anybody.
Wow.
I think I blamed it on somebody else.
Wow. Mary Hours.
Fine. It was fine. I dropped
flood.
It down the stairs one time too, trying to carry it.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Fine.
There was a flood where, I don't know, you either forgot your camera or you forgot your memory cards.
Wow.
And you shot it on your phone.
Most likely both. Mm-hmm. Probably both.
Mary Hours. Fantastic stuff. Yeah. Thank you, my friend. She is always happy. And so is my wife.
Right.
It annoys me that they're happy all the time.
Even when she's not happy, she has a great attitude.
She does.
She really does.
And so does my wife. And Trevin. We're not happy all the time. I'm not. I try to drag you into my subterfuge.
Not going there. You will not steal my joy. I tell you that every day.
I will now, man. Wait till gas hits $6 a gallon, man. I won't have to say squat.
I'll still be good. You'll see. You'll see.
But the point is, for someone like Trevin, someone out there, Trevin's married, his wife is wonderful, one of my favorite people. The truth is, Trevin, there's this dynamic right now in America where you cannot find solace. So, if you're trying to find a house, I can't afford it. Right? Honestly. If you're trying to shop at the store, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much food is. Right, Trevin, it's kind of this... Right, this confluence of misery in terms of spending, is it not?
It is with spending, but Marty, I on the other side of that, solace is within me. Solace is within you. You can find solace.
I feel that when he filled up his tank yesterday. I had a video of him punching.
I had to let that go. You experience it and you let it go. And then you come back to self. So it's all good.
But my point is, for most Americans, in the middle class of America, there's stuff coming at them every day, and it's all insane costs. And that is the point. Speaking of Mary Hours, Steve Mazza sent me a note, and he's one of my boys, and I love the man. And this is one thing Mary is fabulous at. She did a great job with the national anthem at the Workers' Memorial Day yesterday. She's a fantastic singer. Fantastic singer. And Trevin's point is why he's special. He's able to maintain calm. My point is we're at a place in time where most Americans are aggravated as hell because they can't buy what they need. They ain't looking to buy a Maserati. All they want is a Mazda. They ain't looking to buy a mansion. All they want is a 3-bedroom house with decent schools. They ain't looking for some major vacation to Hawaii. All they want is a few days in Erie, right? Or at the Jersey Shore. And there's this confluence of insane costs that makes it very difficult for regular Americans to find joy in the things that they took for granted when we were growing up. To know that we could go to the Jersey Shore, and we did, with $150 when I was a kid, now that barely pays the tolls on the Pennsylvania Turnpike between here and Stone Harbor, New Jersey, or Avalon, where we like to go, or Cape May. And that's the fact, Jack, and it's not easy. And I don't know where the end is for folks, just trying to find a little bit of love. Colin's next.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Spring is the season everyone refreshes everything except their blinds. People put it off because they think it's complicated. But at Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years proving it's not. Right now, you can save big during the Spring Cyber Monday sale. Whether you want to DIY it or have a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we've got you. Free samples, real design experts, and zero pressure. Just help when you need it. Shop up to 50% off site-wide. Huge savings on special buys, plus a free professional measure now during the Spring Cyber Monday sale. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.